You are about to hear a life-changing message that was preached at First Love Memphis by Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Now relax and be blessed as you enjoy this anointed word.
It gets sweeter and sweeter day by day. Yes, it does. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Now, before you sit down, I want you to apply yourself to the name above all names. Yeah. Clap for the Lord Jesus again. Yeah. You know, when you come to the house of God, you can never leave without talking to the one who is there. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 16, in fact, chapter 18, verse number 20, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Is that right? There I am. Now, when you are with an important person, you must ask for the most important thing. Yes. So, when we come, Bible says, don't make the house of God a den of thieves. Make it a house of prayer. I know that it's a worship service, but God wants to hear from you. God wants to hear from you.
Amen.
I said, God wants to hear from
Amen.
You. The Bible says that before Jesus ascended, he did one thing. And tonight, this morning, you must tap into that thing. In Luke chapter 24, verse 50 and 51, Bible says, and he led them out as far as Bethany.
Amen.
Bethany. Bethany, Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. Today the Lord wants to bless you with uplifted hands. He leads you as far back. Bethany was like where he operated. Bethany was like his office. It's like the sanctuary. Today he's led you far up to Bethany. Tell somebody, I'm in Bethany. I am in Jesus' hospital. I am Jesus' office. I am in his sanctuary. Bible says where two or three are gathered in his name, there he is. Today his arms are being lifted up to bless you. He carried them up and his hands were lifted up.
I receive it, Jesus.
His hands were lifted up and he blessed them. Lift your hands and say, Lord, I receive your blessing today. Pray the Lord. Instead of a curse, let me obtain a blessing. Let me receive a blessing. Ask the Lord, bless me with uplifted hands. When somebody lifts their hands to bless you, it means he is asking for a higher blessing, not just a regular blessing. Don't ask for a mediocre blessing. God, give me supernatural blessing, superior blessing, a blessing no man can give me, something I cannot get from humanity, something my boss cannot give me, something my mother cannot give me, my principal cannot give me,
yeah, yes,
the
God,
dean
yes,
cannot
God.
Give me.
Yes,
Father,
yes,
you know
God.
My needs better
oh,
than
yes,
I
God.
Do.
Yes,
today I accept, I receive your blessing.
Lord,
where there was a curse,
Lord,
take
Jesus.
Away the curse,
we
replace with a blessing.
Jesus.
Take
come
away the curse,
place,
replace with a
have
blessing. The
place,
blessing
God.
Of God. That
your
make it rich and added no sorrow. The blessing
Lord
of God,
God.
That make it rich
God.
And add no sorrow. Lord, I pray with uplifted
God.
Hands, I
oh,
receive
yes,
the blessings of
yes,
your uplifted
Jesus.
Hands.
Yes,
he lifted
Jesus.
Up his hands.
Oh,
he
yes,
lifted
Jesus.
Up his hands.
Yes,
he
Jesus.
Lifted up his hands
hallelujah,
and he blessed
Jesus.
Them. He lifted up his hands and he blessed them. He lifted up his hands and he blessed them. Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you,
can
Lord.
You switch whoever is there? Switch,
we
switch,
you,
switch. Switch them. Switch. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, I bless your name.
Yes, God.
You are good.
Yes, God.
And your mercies endure forever.
Yes, God.
Father, many have walked in with our mistakes.
Yes, God.
Some of us with curses. Some of us with bad spirits. But Lord, erase all these. Take them all away and replace with your blessing. You've sent us far from our problems, far from our issues, far from our thought block issues.
Yes, God.
Lord,
yes,
now lift up your hands. For when you speak, no man can speak. The doors you open, no man can shut.
Yes,
open
Jesus.
The doors to our blessing.
Yes,
the blessing of good marriages.
Yes,
the blessing of good grades.
Yes,
the
Jesus.
Blessing of long life.
Yes,
the
Jesus.
Blessing of good health.
Yes,
the
Jesus.
Blessing of pay raise.
Oh, yes,
the blessing
Jesus.
Of new jobs.
Yes,
the blessing of godly
Hallelujah.
Children. The
Hallelujah.
Blessing of good relationships.
Hallelujah.
The blessing of good
oh,
attitudes.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
The blessing of rest.
Yes, God.
The blessing of favor.
Yes, God.
Let it all come. The blessing of your salvation.
Yes, God.
The blessing, oh God, of your anointing.
Yes, Jesus.
The blessing of your Holy Spirit.
In the
name blessing of
Jesus.
Your word.
In
the blessing of a spiritual
oh, yes,
nature.
God.
The blessing
yes,
of angels
yes,
parading
God.
Around us and serving
oh,
us.
Yes,
let that
God.
Blessing rest upon your people.
Hallelujah.
Begin to thank God for that kind of blessing.
Hallelujah.
Put your hands together for Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
For the next 3 minutes, Isaiah chapter 14, verse 27.
Yes, God.
The Bible says the Lord of hosts has purposed,
yes.
And who can
yes,
disannul it?
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back? When the Lord purposes something concerning you, nobody can change it.
Yes, yes.
Nobody can change it.
Yes, God.
Nobody. So I want us to pray, Lord, let your purposes be established in my life.
Yes.
Such that nobody can change it.
Mm.
If the Lord purposes that you are blessed, he who the Lord blesses, no man can curse.
Yes.
One time,
Hallelujah.
Balaam was coming,
Hallelujah.
Was told by Balaam, curse these people for me.
Yes.
He told them that, look, the Lord has blessed them and I cannot curse them. I want you to ask the Lord, let your purposes be established in my life.
In the name of
and
Jesus.
When I say established, something that is
Jesus.
Established,
yes.
It cannot be changed.
Yes.
The establishment of God's favor upon your life. Joseph was such a person. The
yes.
purposes of God was established
yes.
in his father's house.
Yes.
He was one of the last few children,
yes.
but he had favor.
Yes.
He had the cloth of many colors.
Yes.
The brothers tried to kill him. Their own counsel stopped the killing. They said, put him in a pit. In the pit, one brother went away and people came to buy him out of the pit. Can you imagine that you are being taken out of the pit and instead they pay money for your value?
Wow.
God will lift you out of the
Hallelujah.
Pit. Because his purpose for you, no man can stop.
Amen.
They took him to Potiphar's house.
Amen.
And then he had so much favor that the favor was greater than Potiphar himself. And his wife said, look, I found a nicer person than my husband.
Hey.
I like this guy. I know my boss likes you, but I like you better. Come and be with me. And Joseph said, no.
Nope.
I know who purposed my blessing, and I won't sin against him.
Yes.
Because of that, he was put in prison. Even in the prison, he was removed
Hallelujah.
And became even higher, the assistant to the king Pharaoh. Because the Lord had purposed it.
Yes,
pray that the will of the Lord shall be done in your life.
Amen.
The purposes of God will be established in your
Amen.
Life. Open your mouth and pray that
we
God
pray,
let
Lord
your
God,
purposes
will.
Be established
will, Lord,
in my marriage, in my
will.
Relationship,
in
workplace. My schooling,
so, Lord,
in my academic work,
done,
in my
Jesus.
Degree, in my
done,
career,
God.
In my
in
children,
home, Lord,
in my parents, in my
done.
Relationship.
In
let your purposes be established
be
in such a way that no man can change it. No man can change
done,
it. No man can change
ministry,
it.
Lord.
Your purposes for my
done,
good. Your purposes for my deliverance.
Oh,
your purposes for my favor.
Your
purposes for my spiritual life. Your purposes for long life. Your purpose for great wisdom. Establish them in my heart. In a way that they cannot be disannulled. And finally.
Yes,
finally, Bible says, his hand is stretched out. Who can turn it back?
Yes,
see, I told you, Jesus lifted up his hands to bless, and he blessed them.
Oh,
when the Lord's hand is stretched upon you, no man can turn it back.
You, Lord.
No man. Tell the Lord, Lord, let your hand rest
let
upon
your
me.
Hand rest upon
let your hand rest upon my situation.
Let your, hand
let your direction be my direction.
Yes,
let your hand rest upon my activities, upon my exams. As I'm writing exam, may your hand be at work. Bible says he will establish you. He will strengthen you with the right hand of righteousness. Father, stretch out that powerful hand, the powerful hand, the hand of grace, the hand of your anointing, the hand of your power, the hand of your direction, the hand of your works. Let that rest upon my hand. You cannot fight the hand of God. The hand of the Lord is stretched forth towards you. Begin to thank the Lord that he's going to point to you. Yeah. You are looking for the next person to bless. I will point to you. The Lord's hand is pointed to you. Pointed to your direction. Pointed to your job. Pointed to your grace. Father, stretch out your hand upon your people. In the name of Jesus, lift up your hand and say, thank you for your hand of mercy.
Thank you.
Your hand of grace.
Thank you.
Your hand of blessing. Lord, that hand that was lifted up to bless the disciples, let that hand be stretched to bless our homes, to bless our schools, to bless our courses, to bless our grades, to bless our careers, to bless our relationships, to bless our bodies, to bless our spirits, to bless our finances, to bless our Christian lives, to bless our church, in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn to somebody, tell the person, the Lord's hand is upon you. The Lord's hand is stretched in your direction. His favor rests upon you. And tell that person, I receive it.
I receive it.
Amen. Hallelujah. Why don't you make a joyful noise unto the Lord and give the Lord a shout of praise. Amen. Wow, it's testimony time. Amen. I love testimonies. Hallelujah. Today for our first testimony, we want to invite our brother Kenneth from Christian Brothers University's First Love. Give it up for Kenneth.
Everything you give me, I go bring them back. Said I won't try to ever chop my
time. Amen. Praise God, praise God. God is good, God is great. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So
this is Kenneth from CBU.
Hey. How y'all doing today? This is my first testimony, so bear with me.
Okay.
Pretty much, I wanted to show you all, this is pretty much a testimony to show you all my thanks for welcoming me into the First Love community. Oh, wow. And unfortunately, today will be my last day with you all because I will be going away this summer out of town.
For the vacation, but he'll be back.
Amen.
So pretty much, I just want to start from how it all began. So pretty much start off last year during the summertime. I was mentally in a dark place. My faith was diminishing as I was being here in Memphis because part of me just felt like I couldn't seek the help that I wanted to get me through life. And a lot of financial and personal stuff was crashing me down to the point that the devil was getting to my head. Wow. And was overly, like, gradually consuming me. And then one point, my friend, he's not here today, but
one of my friends,
he mentioned about First Love on campus.
Wow.
And because, like, my faith was kind of, like, almost, fading, going down, I did the worst mistake was I was questioning that I wanted to actually show up or not, which I shouldn't have done. So one night I showed up to Bible studies, and then I met Richard, and then Daniel, and then Pastor, and then so forth. Wow. I got invited to come here to church, and then ever since, I've been visiting every Sunday. I've been feeling anointed under the Lord, and my faith is back on.
Wow!
Yeah. So
what a blessing. Amen.
Yes.
Wow, what a testimony. Put your hands together for our brother Darian and how God has touched his life and blessed his life just by one invitation. Amen. You too can invite somebody to church whose life can be transformed and can be changed like this. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you want more testimonies? Are you sure? Hallelujah. I want to invite our brother Michelle to give us the second testimony. Put your hands together as our brother Michelle comes. It's very official, very formal. Michelle, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is good.
All
time.
God is wonderful.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I'm here to testify today. Mm-hmm. To testify
about the goodness of God.
My testimony go like this.
Okay.
Richard Johnson is the one who showed my soul. And Pastor Daniel is the one who bring my soul here.
Mm. In the First Love Church.
In the First Love Church. And when I came here, I meet the man of God.
Hey. Say hey.
Pastor Lindsay.
Wow. Put your hands together for the Lord. You and see, this was also another invitation. Amen.
And
just
the first
one invitation.
Time, uh-huh. The pastor prayed for me. I feel the presence of God. Mm. I feel it over there on their room. Wow. I cry wow. That day. Hence, pastor tell me that's the presence of God.
Wow.
I was crying. I was shaking. Mm. And I was struggling in my life because I was at home 2 months without no job.
Wow.
Sometimes it was very hard for me to get something to eat.
Food to eat.
And Pastor Daniel, I was asking to God, I say, show me the way. And I know you are the truth.
Amen.
And I want to be in your life.
Amen.
When I finished, say that to God. Pastor Daniel
should
knock my door.
Wow. For evangelism, the pastor, Pastor Daniel, went out on door-to-door evangelism, and this man was praying that God should send somebody his way. And just after he finished praying, Pastor Daniel came to knock on it. It sounds like Spencer's testimony.
And
amen.
When I come to the house of God here, every time Pastor Lindsay praying, I feel the presence of God.
Wow. May and you feel the presence of God today as the prayer goes on. Amen.
And I was struggling. Mm. Pastor started praying for me and looking for a job for me.
Wow. May you have a good pastor like that. His pastor was helping him even to look for a job.
And one day, amen. I went to Methodist for the interview. Just when I come outside, they called me to go work at Medtronic.
Wow.
Pastor Lindsay prayed for me.
Wow.
And that day when I go, the interview was easy.
Wow.
And they tell me, you can come work next day.
Wow. May you have an easy interview in the name of Jesus.
I've been holding this testimony for long.
Wow.
Today, I'm going to vomit all of them.
Hey. Amen. But we'll summarize it.
Yeah.
We'll summarize it.
I'm going to summarize.
Okay, good. Let's summarize it.
And I say, this is a man of God. God show me.
Wow.
After the church, I go meet Pastor Lindsay outside. Mm-hmm. And I say, Pastor, I got a problem. They're hiring in my company. And I want you to help me, to pray for me. He laid his hand on me. And I feel again the presence of God.
Amen.
When I file my application, they don't deny me.
Wow.
I was hired.
Amen.
They hire me.
Wow.
This is
the application. Wow.
This is my acceptance letter.
This is the evidence. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Give the Lord a shout. Are you sitting down like this? It is real. Amen. Hallelujah.
My profession, I'm a nurse, I'm a surgical tech.
Hey,
but at Medtronic, I'm a quality inspector. Wow. I inspect medical device.
Wow.
If I say it's right,
It's good. It's right.
If I say it's not right, it's not right.
It's not right.
And after I come back, I see the pastor. I say, Pastor, I want you to help me.
Hey,
he
again.
Say, for what? I say, I got to go for my interview for my citizenship.
Hey.
He leaned again.
His hands on you.
And I feel again the presence of God.
Hallelujah. Wow.
He said, Michael, God give you the right word, the right answer when you go to the immigration.
Amen.
There were 6 questions. Wow. I answer all the questions.
Amen.
And this is
the evidence is here. It is correct. Hallelujah.
God is good.
God is good.
Jesus is good.
Amen. It's a blessing. Hallelujah.
It is a blessing.
Wow, why don't
and
you?
And I know I'm going to come back soon to give for another testimony.
Amen.
Because he's going to pray for me today.
Amen. Wow. What? The Lord, a mighty shout of praise. Amen. What a blessing. What a testimony. Amen. Are you blessed? Wow, it's a powerful testimony. Hallelujah.
Someone else. I have a feeling that I'm waiting in vain for you to obey me. I have a feeling that I'm waiting in vain for you to do my will. And that is why I'm asking, am I gonna wait in vain for your love? Am I gonna wait in vain for your love? Am I gonna... Why are you so difficult? Why don't you wanna change it? Why don't you wanna move?
Voice.
the lovely voice of God, your tender voice revealing the mysteries of your will. At the crossroads of my life, no other voice compares to yours. It's the sweetest sound my heart has ever heard, the lovely voice of God. The Spirit entered into me when he spake to me. The words he spoke to me, they were spirit, they were life. Those visions and dreams, oh, how they turned my life around and brought direction to my ministry. As I rose up from my knees, there was a mantle now on me. I had found grace for mighty works, and I will never, never be the same. The lovely voice of God, your tender voice revealing the mysteries of your will. At the crossroads of my life, no other voice compares to yours. It's the sweetest sound my heart has ever heard, the lovely voice of God, the lovely voice of God, your tender voice revealing the mysteries of your will. At the crossroads of my life, no other voice compares, oh no. It's the sweetest sound my heart has ever heard, the lovely voice of God.
Time in the house of God. If you all are having an amazing time like I am, shout amen. Yeah. Amen. Well, the good news is the best is yet to come. We're about to sit at the feet of a prophet, a man of God, a righteous man. And the Bible says in Matthew 10:41, he that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. I don't know about you, but I want my reward to be mega. So if I were you, I would be on my feet. I would put my hands together and welcome Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay.
Hallelujah. Oh, put your hands together for the Lord Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one with whom we have to do. We give you glory, we give you praise, Lord. You've taken care of us. There's no reason to think that you brought us this far only to leave us. Ebenezer, this far have you brought us. We're counting on you for our future, for our daily bread. We're counting on your grace for our mistakes, for your mercies for our mistakes, and grace to help us ahead. Thank you that your word is a roadmap. Your word says your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Direct us, grant us salvation, healing, wisdom. In every aspect, I come against every work of Satan. Heal your people. Deliver your people. Holy Spirit, come and do a new work. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Give three people a high five. Give three people a high five. You can give a hug. You can even give a kiss. A holy kiss. Give somebody a high five. Give somebody. Smile while you do that. Smile while you. Don't just stand there stiff. Like you've been baptized in starch. Oh, and tell the person, I'm happy to see you. You too be happy to see me. Genuine. I mean, genuinely happy to see me. Tell the person, I love you. I love Jesus more though. Clap for the Lord Jesus and please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Wow, what a church. Tell somebody, what a church. Tell somebody, what an atmosphere. What a presence. Today, the presence of God will come upon you and will bring you new jobs, will bring you promotion, will bring you the anointing, will bring you direction for life, will bring you citizenship in Jesus' name. Amen. Some of you, your jobs are temporary. You'll be stabilized in Jesus' name. Some of you, your Christianity is shaky, but you'll become stable in Jesus' name. Yeah. God will anoint you for greater works in Jesus' name. Well, today I want to share with you the word of God. But before I share the word of God, I want to show you a short clip. Short clip. Do you like clips? You remember last week? Do you like the sound? I don't know. You remember last week I showed you about the four different types of Christians? The Christians that divide. The arithmeticity of Christianity. There are Christians who divide the church, who are full of offenses, and every time they have issues and murmuring and complaining, they have nothing good to say about anything. They will be happy for 35 years, just 1 month, then they are angry. All right, so that's dividing Christians. You know, they bring factions. Then we have the subtracting Christians. They don't just get offended. They don't just create factions. They actually actively say, leave the church. When they come, people leave. Wow. And apart from that, they also have a way of by their lifestyle. Say, if because of this person, I'll never come to the church. But tell somebody, it's not me, in Jesus' name. Fix this, please. Fix the sound, please. Then the third type of Christian is the Christians that add to the church. They are the people that you will never see them come alone. There are many people like that, but center leaders. Wow, clap for the Lord Jesus. They come every time. They never come alone. The church has become full by the grace of God. Clap for yourself. You are that person. Yeah. You know, so thank God for those people. But those people, they bring them today and then that's it. Pastor, you take care of him. But there's a group of people that when they bring, they also establish. They're called the multiplying Christians. They say, you came today. I'll make sure next week you are here. Following, you'll come with another person. And then they bring, even with their cars, multiply the church and establish them. So they establish centers. They establish fellowships. And they visit the people. Make sure, hey, are you okay? What do you need? Do you need another car? Do you need to see pastor? Those are multiplying Christians. Ask the person, which of these are you? Which arithmetic do you play best? Which arithmetic do you play? Spiritual arithmetic. Tell the person, I'm not a divider. I don't do division. I don't do subtraction. I do additions, but I am aiming at multiplying. Tell somebody, I mean it. So help me God. You won't say it. Frisai, you won't say it. You want me to come and pinch you? Okay, let me pinch you. Say it. Pinch you. Now say it. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Well, today I want us to put in practice something through this clip. You know, look at this clip. You know, how many know that this week, I mean this whole month, is called the Founders Day season. Tell somebody, Founders Day season. Now, when you go to good schools and places where founded by great names are put there. For example, who is supposed to be the father or founder of America? George Washington. So there is a day, right? Whatever. What's this sound? I don't like it, please. Now, let's be serious. You see, and many countries, depends on who is the founder. Well, our church, by the grace of God, is also a nice blessing. Thank God. Not all, you know, Methodist Church, the founder is called John Wesley. John Wesley. Kojic, the founder is called, Apostle Mason or Bishop Mason. All right. So We in our church, our founder is still alive, Bishop Dagwood Mills. Clap for the Lord Jesus. You know, and usually during my birthday, people really give me gifts and do all kinds of things for me. And you celebrate. The last time I traveled, I was hoping, I've always told Lady Pastor, don't celebrate it. When I came, there's a big celebration here. And they arrested me into the celebration. You know. And so, it's a blessing though. You know, that's honor. That's honor. It's not everybody who believes in honor. Amen. And in our church, our founder is alive. His birthday is May the 14th. So every May, you know, same month as Pastor Daniel, as Pastor Devonia. Now, every month we celebrate this. Last week I told you, we celebrate the whole month. And you know, we used to come with gifts and things like that. This, yeah, she said, no. She said, no. If you want to give me a gift, it's a blessing. And I think that why not? But he said, no. Let every one of us, if you really believe, like Grover, you're saying, I thank God for this church. Like our brother Kenneth says, when I came to this church, everything changed. Well, it's all about Jesus Christ. Clap for the Lord Jesus. And the bishop says to tell you all that Jesus Christ came to seek and to save that which was lost. Luke 19:10. And so if you really believe and thank God that for the day he was born, then let's celebrate it with soul-winning activities. Clap for the Lord Jesus. That's a very noble vision. So in his church, they are doing everyday campaigns. Today was Operation Saved by a Soul. Next Sunday, we're having a campaign in Raleigh, LaGrange. Is that right? Fraser. Yeah. We have a community center there, and I really want all of us to come. We're going, we've got flyers and things that we're distributing, getting people and winning people to Christ, a soul at a time, 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 by the grace of God, to commemorate this important month. So we're not making it a day, you know, that Founders Day, Founders Day season. Because many churches, sometimes we get comfortable and we forget about the reason why the church exists, souls. And so he brought this so that we will remember. And he didn't come so that this and that. You'd be happy and comfortable, you know, doing Mr. Saxophone in church and getting beloveds. But as we do all those things, we remember the main focus is souls. Ladies and gentlemen, the Founders Day season is launched. Clap for the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. So we're going to do that, and we're going to extend it every week. We're going to do soul winning activities, Salvation Night, and all that will come. On Sunday, we'll have a Mother's Day, an outreach for ladies, by the grace of God. But I'll announce that all to you. But before we do that, for you to understand why he's doing that, and why he's focusing on souls, and why the Bible, Jesus says we must do that, let's watch this clip. Please, let the clip roll.
I had a vision. I saw a dark and stormy ocean. In that ocean, I thought I saw multitudes of poor human beings plunging and floating and shouting and shrieking, cursing and struggling and drowning. And out of this dark, angry ocean, I saw a mighty rock that rose up with its summit towering high above the stormy seas. And all round the base of the rock, I saw a vast platform. And on this platform, I saw with delight a number of the poor wretches continually climbing out of the angry ocean. And I saw that some of those who were already safe on the platform were fervently helping the poor creatures still in the angry waters to reach safety. But something puzzled me. Although they had all been rescued at one time or another from the ocean, nearly everyone seemed to have forgotten all about it. Anyway, the memory of its darkness and danger no longer troubled them. And what was equally strange and perplexing to me was that most of these people did not seem to have any care, that is, any agonizing care, about the poor perishing ones who were struggling and drowning right before their eyes. But then I saw something wonderful. I saw a great being from above come straight from his palace, right through the dark clouds. And he leapt right into the raging sea among the drowning people. And there I saw him toiling to rescue them until the sweat of his great anguish ran down in blood. And he was continually crying to those already rescued, to those whom he had helped with his own bleeding hands, to come and help him in the painful and laborious task of saving the lost. But the strangest thing of all was that those on the platform to whom he called were so taken up with their trades and professions and money-saving and pleasures and families and community and gatherings and religions and arguments about it that they did not respond to the cry that came to them from this wonderful being who had himself by his spirit gone down into the sea. And so the multitude went on struggling and shrieking and drowning in the darkness. And then I saw something that seemed stranger than anything that had happened before in this very strange vision. Those whom this wonderful being cried out to come and help him in his difficult task were always praying and crying to him to come to them. Some wanted him to come and stay with them and spend his time and strength in making them happier. Others wanted him to come and take away various doubts and misgivings they had concerning the truth of some letters which he had written them. Others wanted him to come and make them feel more secure on the rock, so secure that they would be totally sure they would never slip off again. They used to meet and get as close to the rock as they could, and looking towards the mainland where they thought the great being was, they would cry out, "Come to us, come and help us." But all this time, he was down among the poor drowning creatures, crying to them in a hoarse voice, "Come to me, come and help me." And then I understood it all. It was plain enough. That sea was the ocean of life, the sea of real, actual human existence. Those multitudes of people struggling in the stormy sea were the billions of sinners from every race, language, and nation. That great sheltering rock was Calvary, the place of the cross, and the people on it were those who had been rescued from sin and hell and who professed to be followers of Jesus Christ. That mighty being who called to them from the tempest was the Son of God, the same yesterday, today, and forever, who is still struggling to save the dying multitudes about us from this terrible doom of damnation, and whose voice can be heard above the music and machinery and noise of life, calling on the rescued to come and help him save the world. My friends in Christ, you are rescued from the waters. You are on the rock. Jesus is in the dark sea, calling on you to come and help him. Will you go?
Jesus, will you go? Ask somebody, will you go? Or will you sit in church and enjoy? What do you think? How many find yourself in this video that it's true? What they're saying about you is true. How many think what they're saying about us is not true? So this is Christianity of today. Selfish. Praying to God to establish us. We have been taken from the sea of fire. Hell. And we... our prayer is nothing about souls and those perishing in the world. But it's about we. Bless us now that we are in the ship. Bless us more. Establish us here. Give us money. Give us houses. Give us jobs. Our testimonies are about jobs. Not about souls. It's about citizenships. Good. But how come we don't have testimonies of souls that were won?
that I went out door to door and somebody gave his life to Christ? Why should we wait for Founders Day season to do this? It must be a lifestyle. It must be a lifestyle. It's a sign of selfishness among Christians. Yeah. The world is sick and dying because the church is comfortable and living, settled in our comfort, hugging one another. When Jesus said, leave the 99 and go for the one perishing soul so that there will be rejoicing in heaven. We say, forget about the one that is perishing and concentrate where two or three are gathered. Stay there with us. And let's stay 99. If they struggle and come, so be it. But we're cozy and happy here. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus says, will you help? Will you help? The first thing I want to say is in Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 17, verse 16 and 17. Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 17. Son of man, I have made you a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word at my mouth and give them warning for me. Warn the world for me. Then verse 18, he says, when I say to the wicked, to the dying world, thou shalt surely die and go to hell, and you give them no warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require from your hand. I'll say it again. If God has given Christians the ministry of reconciliation, listen, this Christian, you were born again. If the reason for you being born again is just to be in church and to go to heaven, you should have died. We should all be dead. The day we get born again, let's die and go to hell, to heaven. You get born again on our way to heaven. Why do you think that you're kept here? Why? Why? Think about it. To be in a nice church like this. This is a nice church. I enjoy it. I love it. I love you. I love preaching here. Yeah, I know you love it too. But to come to church and to enjoy is, without winning souls, it's just like going to a hospital and just having parties in the hospital without taking care of any sick person. That's a useless hospital. That's a useless church. A church that does not win souls is a useless church. A Christian that does not win souls is a useless Christian. Yeah. We are good, but for nothing. Good for nothing. And it must concern us. Because the Bible says it. Look, don't joke with it. The Bible says, no problem. The God will not come and say, slap you so that you go and do the work. No, you carry on. God allows us to be free agents. He just gives us guide, tells us, this is the thing. I saved you from the dying world. I've saved you from hell. I saved you from drowning. Now it is up to you to go out there and to do the same. And he said, if you don't do it, the person will die and go to hell. But his blood I will require from your hand. Did you know that? That's the reason why. I'm a physician. I do colonoscopy, and I'm good at it by the grace of God. But that's not my preoccupation. No. I work to live, but I live for souls by the grace of God. That should be the Christian creed. Clap for the Lord Jesus. That should be the Christian creed. Your job. I'm amazed that some of us who say, because of a job, I can't come, I can't do this, I can't do this. No, the job is supposed to sustain you so that you can keep serving God. That's the only reason why you're alive. Hallelujah. And the day you die and go to heaven, you will see that it will be required. God says he will require the blood from your hand. And you don't need to be a priest to do that. Your roommate is fair game. Your classmates are fair game. Yeah, your work colleagues, your relatives, family, friends, Uber driver, grocery store. The teller is fair game. Hairdresser. Yeah, you tell me what the people you've missed, whose blood can be required from you that you know. Your uncle. The postman. It's fair game. It's the truth. Your neighbors. One day, a certain young lady came into... Anyway. But it's a very important thing, ladies and gentlemen. And I think all of us must get involved. This is a video I'll post on the platforms for you to watch it again. Yeah. Just ask yourself, since you got born again and you became a Christian, who can you point that you say, because of you speaking to the person, praying for the person, establishing the person now has Christ and is seated in church. How many can you count on your fingers that I can name these? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I dare you to even say 2. Should I go around to prove it to you? It's serious business. Don't joke with it. The church is there for only one thing. To seek and to save that which was lost. And the Bible says that, verse 19, Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 9, yet if you warn the wicked, and he does not turn from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall still die and in his iniquity, but you have delivered your soul from that. Clap for the Lord Jesus. That is why the crusade that we are having on Saturday, it's at midday, and it's in Frisia. Please put the address on. I want each and every one of you to come. Old, young, come. The young people will be having this drama, some dancing. The instrumentalists will be there. The choir will be there. We'll have a musical concert. Wow. Oh, clap for the Lord Jesus. In that musical concert, as we have the concert, maybe they sing and for some 20 minutes or 25 minutes, then one of us will mount the stage. You know, yours truly mount the stage and preach for 5 minutes, 7 minutes, and call for souls. Ask people to give their lives to Christ. Amen. And then people will give their lives to Christ. But it's up to us. We will be there with our pen, with our cell phones. I want the name. I want your cell phone number. I want to have a relationship with you. Somebody you can follow up and establish as a soul. Even bring the person to church to be off from the drowning sea. Now on the rock, the solid rock of Christ. Clap for the Lord Jesus. To be here like you and I. And we'll keep doing these things week after week after week. By the grace of God. So it's at 12 p.m. The address is Ed Rice Community Center, 2907 North Watkins, Memphis. The address, again, is going to be posted on the... But write it down. You know. Or you can take a picture of it. Now you have high-tech cameras. This is the address. 12 midday, we start. They have given us only 4 hours to do it because 5 o'clock we need to break down. I mean, the place has to be closed. They've given it to us for free to do it. And we're going to be doing many of this. I have never preached on a crusade platform before. But if it's for the Lord, I'll do it by the grace of God. With your prayer, with your support, with your bringing of people together, by the grace of God, we'll do it together. And then what we'll do, we'll go out there in the apartments and invite people with the flyers. We're spending money to print flyers. Come. Come and hear the gospel. Come for a free musical concert. And there'll be little kids that will be singing. Now, when you see a little child singing with enthusiasm and gifted, people say, wow. Then they gather. It's not a concert. It's a crusade for Christ. It's a campaign for Christ. It's a campaign for their souls. Hallelujah. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Now, the Bible says... In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. I think I like the New Living One, but verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, therefore if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Then, verse 18, it says, this means that anyone, verse 18, please, and all this is a gift from God. This salvation you've received is a gift. You didn't pay anything for it. Who brought us back to himself through Christ. And God has given us the task of reconciling people back to him. God has given every Christian the task. The King James says the ministry of reconciliation. Amen. Joyce, you have the ministry. You know, ministry. Every Christian has a ministry. It's not only pastors. Every Christian. When you're born again, immediately you have a ministry. To reconcile people back to Auntie Wilmina. Till you die, you will have this ministry. To reconcile people back to God. That's your ministry. That's why God gave you a pastor who is also working like you. I'm busier than you, but if I can do it, you can do it. Yeah. Because I know that my task, since I got born again, look at our brother Kenneth, how happy he is that he's born again. So what next? Is that all? It's like a honeymoon that you go, a wife has a honeymoon. You tell everybody to come. Come and see. I'm getting married. White clothes. And you go home and you go and sleep. You will be divorced in 1 week. It's work. Bible says he has given everyone, given to us. Tell somebody, us. You and I, the ministry of reconciliation. For what? Verse 19, to wit. Verse 19, please. To wit, or which means, that you can go to New Living so we can understand. New Living again. To wit. New Living. For God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, like you. No longer counting people's sins against them. The Bible says that he came not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That means it doesn't matter that the person is a prostitute that sleeps with a whole class of men. It doesn't matter that the person quaffs 2 bottles of vodka in 2 hours, in an hour. That's fine. God can save any sinner. The blood can do any job. Amen. So, to go back, he was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting people's sins against them. Brother, your sins are no longer counted against you because the way you are. When I go with this gentleman for outreach, the people who are doing drugs, they are attracted more. No, I'm serious. Yeah. Because they know he's one of their own. So one day I asked him, why? You every day, when I come with you for this outreach, and that place, there are a lot of drug addicts. When I come with you for, then they, one day I was there. We were doing everything, a group of people. We had talked to them, they wouldn't come. Immediately he arrived, they came. And when they came, then they started talking to him, asking him questions. They asked, what did they ask you? You know what the question they asked? He said, do you have any goodies? They thought he had it. He had some. Yeah. Because he has done that before. Yeah, he's a changed man. And because of that, he can reproduce after his own kind. He took advantage of the attraction and spoke to many. Some of them are in church. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Some of them are in church. Sitting here as I speak. Yeah. So your kind will be won by you. The Bible says that he will comfort others who are in the same. He comforts us in our tribulation so that we will be able to comfort others who are also in the same situation. In 2 Corinthians, I believe it's chapter 4. Or chapter 1. You know, Bible says, chapter 1, verse 4, He, God, comforts us also in all our troubles, that we can comfort others. When we are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort that God had given to us. Amen. So he was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. He was in Christ, reconciling, brother. Yeah, for God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting the people's sins against them. That means when you speak, their sins are forgiven. And he gave us this wonderful message of reconciliation. Clap for the Lord Jesus. He gave us this wonderful message. What's the message? The message that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, whether they follow Brother William because of drug addiction, or they follow Brother Daniel because of stealing, because he used to do 419 and he used to steal women, and then, or to follow Devonia because, I don't know, he used to steal hair. She stole hair. Yeah. Our lady pastor, because she stole nice men like me. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, whosoever believeth in him, they should not perish, but they should have everlasting life. Nobody should perish. So long as you are a Christian, there's nobody around you that should perish. If anybody around you perishes, you are a wicked person. God says you are a wicked person. Your roommates should not perish. If pastors will be preaching this message, the world would have fewer unbelievers. And if you, church members, will not draw with itching ears that we should preach about your prosperity, we should preach about your healing, we should preach about everything good, selfishly. Otherwise, you won't come to church. We also want people to be in church, so we'll preach. But ladies and gentlemen, you did not call me. I have been called by God, not by you. I will not preach the message that's exciting to you. Message that Christ wants us to preach, and this is it. He came for one message. He said he came for this wonderful message, the only message he came, this wonderful message. He has committed to us this word of reconciliation. Is the word. What he committed was the word of reconciliation. You have word to preach. It's the word of reconciliation, to reconcile men to God. And then verse 20 is what I get excited about. So we are Christ's ambassadors. Clap for the Lord Jesus. We are the ambassadors for Christ. We represent Christ. We are standing for Christ. We are Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. Rashad, you and Pastor Daniel, the day you went and knocked on Brother Grovogi's door, he was praying, Lord, send somebody. Send somebody. Send somebody to heal this my perishing soul. Send somebody, show me the love from heaven. Immediately he finished, you guys knocked on his door. Who tells you that soul winning is not spiritual? That person is a liar. Whoever told you that it's only an overbearing church that puts the pastor's responsibility on Christians, they are the worst church you would ever meet. And whoever told you it was a pastor's responsibility, I've just shown you that is when you get born again, that is your response. That's why I started from 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man, he said, somebody say any man. If any man, any man, anyone, belongs to Christ. If anyone is in Christ, he's a new. Anyone, not pastors, anyone. Tell somebody, are you anyone? Are you one of the any? Then you qualify. And verse 20 again, it says, so we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. Spencer, God is not appealing through pastors only, through shepherds, through Christians, through born-again Christians. Yeah. That's your job. Tell somebody, oh my God, I got a job. Say, oh my God, I got a job. When you say, oh my God, then they respond, I got a job. Say, I will say, oh my God, and you respond, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Today you have been employed. Clap for the Lord Jesus. You've got a job. Oh my God. It's not a cliche. It's a job. It's real. God is making his appeal throughout. We speak for Christ when we plead. Come back to God. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Anybody who tells an unbeliever, come back to God, you are speaking for Christ. You are speaking for Christ. Would you speak for Christ or will you speak for your boss? No matter what you're doing, speak for Christ. Speak for Christ. Come back to God. Come back to God. Hallelujah. Come back to God. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's a very important thing. And I'm going to expect every one of us, every day of our lives, every week of our lives, to make a decision that I'm on mission for Christ. Christ's mission is my vision. I'll say it again. Christ's mission is my vision. My vision on this earth is Christ's mission. Yeah. Your mission should not be to be rich. Look, listen. Riches is nothing. Money is nothing. I'm telling you honestly. You will die and leave it here. In heaven where we are going, streets are made of gold. Gravels, gold is the other name for gravels. Can you give me some gravels? You know, give me some rings. Rings. No, golden rings. Give me your rings. Give me some rings. Give me some rings. All golden rings come off. All chain, golden chain, whatever it is. Give to me. See all this gold. This is it. And then you just step on it. That gravels. Yeah, just step on it. Then you're moving. That's it. I'm walking on gold. Put some more gold here. Yeah. What I'm doing, I'm walking on gold. If I keep doing it, gold will be something I will walk on all the time. Yeah, we can live heaven. Yesterday, I went for outreach. Somebody asked me, why is it that we can't live? God can't give us a little heaven here. I said, my brother, God gives us a little heaven all the time. But we refuse it. We refuse it. When Jesus said, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, he was saying that let heaven appear here. Through our obedience, heaven appears. You think the reason why you don't make money is because you're lazy? It's because you're poor management? No, it's because you don't have a job. Oh my God. Take on the job. And if you do what I'm doing, you'll be walking on gold. I'm walking on gold. You'll be walking on gold. You'll be walking on gold. Your gold to walk upon is what you are refusing. The Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You're so selfish. What's wrong with you? You're so selfish. Tell somebody, what's wrong with you? You're so selfish. Listen, I looked at scripture, Philippians chapter 2, verse 20 and 21. He said, I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state, for the state of the unbelief, for the state of the church. Naturally care. People don't care. People don't care. But all men, verse 21, think for all men seek their own, not the things that are of Jesus Christ. All men seek their own. Seek your job. You seek about your children. Everything you want me to pray about is about your job, about your children. When we come together to pray for souls, you will never be there. Shame. H-A-P-P-Y. Shame. H-A-P-P-Y. Shame. Is that the right spelling? You're about to walk on gold. I said, you are about to walk on gold. You are about to walk on gold. By the way, gold is not only in money. Gold is in your happiness. It's in good relationships you will get. It's how your children will become. How you will feel, your good health. Everything will be golden. High quality. Please, put cell phones aside. Please, put cell phones aside. I'm serious. Put cell phones. I'm serious. What I'm preaching is important. Please, don't be reading yourself for your text and sending texts. I'm serious. It's disrespectful to God. This is serious business. When you get to heaven, you'll remember this message. Pick up your gold before you. You see, I've taken your little heaven away. Yeah. Give me some. Give me some heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. Is it a good message? Clap for the Lord Jesus. It's a good message. Good message. For all seek their own. When was the last time you prayed that, Lord, use me to win souls? When was the last time? Oh, selfish Christian brother, Christian sister. Oh, worldly Christian brother, Christian sister. Oh, lack of heaven-mindedness. When was the last time you prayed, Lord, as I'm going out? Isn't that what we pray? God, give me favor with my boss. Let there be no accident. Let me have a new job. I like this job, but let me have pay raise. All that is good. The Bible says, Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and his, right? What he says is the right thing to do. And all these things shall be added to you. Clap for the Lord Jesus. All these things. All these things. Verse 32 explains that this is the thing that the world seeks. You wouldn't have to seek them. Say, for after all these things do the Gentiles or unbelievers seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of these things. He knows what you need. The problem is, just like our parents know what we need, but when we walk in disobedience, we don't get anything. Many Christians don't connect to the vision and the mission of Christ. Very few. Very few. Very few Christians do it. Most of us don't. If you do, show your souls. These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. You're not an unbeliever. This shouldn't dominate your thoughts. Do you know why? Start winning souls. The Bible says, he that wins souls shall shine like the stars forever. There's a reason you are not shining. You will shine from today in Jesus' name. You will shine from today in Jesus' name. Your shining starts from today in Jesus' name. Listen, when your father is rich and you keep going to search for food, there's something very wrong with the relationship with your father. I'll say it again. When your father is very rich and you keep begging and running, struggling for food, it's nothing but you don't know who you're connected to, or perhaps you're not connected. Let's win souls and allow God to do the rest. In Jesus' name, let's win souls. So, next Saturday, we're there. On Sunday, everybody bring a soul. If you have a mother that you honor, if you were brought forth by a mother, we honor that motherly role, Mother's Day, by bringing a soul. Yeah. God has brought a founder. That's great. Giving birth to this church. Well, it happens to be Mother's Day. It's a double honor. We're honoring what the bishop has done in establishing this church. And it happens to be Mother's Day. Think about it. Think about it. And let's come here and celebrate. The guys will have a very wonderful treat for you. Have you seen an all-males choir before? Yeah. Have you seen an all-male service before? Have you seen dancing stars that are just guys before? Have you seen that before? You're about to see one. But we are here going to do it to celebrate your new status, a minister of reconciliation. Clap for the Lord Jesus. A minister of reconciliation. To celebrate the beginning of your new job. Oh my God. Oh my God. We are celebrating on Mother's Day, on Founders Day, and Great Salvation Day. To be a salvation service. Tell somebody, salvation service will happen. I know the church is full by the grace of God. Look, we don't have space. But we can pack it up. Very soon, we will have to have first service, second service, third service. We already have a third service coming up at 4 o'clock. Did you know that? 4 p.m. Only young people and young at heart. Because that one is a lot of jumping and dancing. Yeah. Tell somebody, I love it. But it will be full to capacity by grace of God. It's a sign of your gold that is happening in heaven. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Clap for the Lord Jesus. And you know what? You will be blessed. You will be blessed. Because he that winneth soul is wise. And Bible says you shall also shine like the firmament. And you'll be stars forever. Stars. Is it Daniel chapter 12 verse 3? Stars forever. Stars forever. He that wins souls is wise. Now, here. Those who are wise. No, give us King James. He that winneth souls is wise. Is wise. Is wise. Tell somebody, are you wise? Tell somebody, you are wise. You are wise. What is this? Daniel 12:3. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many for righteousness to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. You'll be a star. You'll be a star. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Tell somebody, I will not be enjoying in church while the world languishes in hell. You know what? Let me tell you something you should do. Start doing it from today. Don't wait till Saturday. From today, try. And I'm not talking about just passing out flyers. That thing is bogus. It doesn't win any souls. Yeah. It's just a way of, the devil has used it to just massage out your conscience. I've done something. It just tinkles. You fancy, I went out, I give some, speak to somebody and let them. Have you spoken? They poured urine chasing after me before. They've run me out of an apartment complex in New Jersey. Because I went to do a dawn broadcast. Told Jesus is coming. Give your life to Jesus at 5 a.m. They ran me out of the complex. Yeah. But that's going to be the kind of radical Christians we'll become. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. Amen. So start. Tell somebody. One of the tricks that I use when I see, look. I see this as, oh, please. When I see, oh, sir, please. You know, I am... Do you know of any good church around that I can attend?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, what good church do you go to?
First Love.
Oh, what good church can you tell me?
First Love.
First Love, really? Where is it?
Oh, it's on Sheffield Oaks.
Oh, really?
Yes.
But you yourself, do you attend that church? How do you know it's good? Do you attend that church?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. Give me the address and I walk away. Okay, tell me that you don't. Can you show me of any good church? Oh, usually there are so many. Bellevue, oh, no, First Love.
No, I don't know any church.
You don't know any church?
I don't attend church.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Well, if I told you there is a good church, would you accept?
Yes, sir.
Would you like to know about it?
Yes, sir.
Well, the Bible says that Jesus Christ said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against that. God collected his people together. And that is what the church is, a collection of people that serve God. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. I go to one of those churches, a gathering of Christians, and I've been saved, and I don't want to be selfish. I just want to share the love of Christ with you. All the scripture I know is, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. All I want to do is pray with you. Beloved, I'm telling you, I used to be a terrible clubber. I used to go to the clubs, do this. And today, God has saved me. My life is different. I want to share the same thing with you. Can I pray with you?
Yes, sir.
they will sometimes reject. But that's fine. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for brother who's lying. And that you. And I pray for him. And I say, you know what? All you need to do is confess Christ. Can I lead you to Jesus Christ? Who is Jesus? Well, this is the one that I told you that God sent him to seek and to save those of us who are lost. You know, you've sinned. I've stolen before. Have you stolen before? Yes, that makes you what? A thief, right? It makes me a thief. Have you lied before?
Yes.
I've lied before. That makes you what? A liar. But Bible says you shall not lie. Now, all these, can you take it away? You can't take it away. It's going to hang around you until you die. And when you die with those sins, you go to hell. But there's a way to clean out your sins. Jesus Christ died for you. His blood cleansed us from our sins. I want you to accept that. When you accept Jesus Christ into your life, Bible says, if you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. All. Do you want it? And then I pray. And it goes, so clap for the Lord Jesus. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Start this week. Start this week as you go out there and God will be with you. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So on Saturday, we're going to come and then we're going to go. Those who, the address will be there. But if you're not sure, you come here, there'll be people here that will take you there. Start 12 midday. So come around. Don't sit in your house. Come and let's do it together and God will bless us. But come with somebody to church for Mother's Day. If you don't get anybody that place, you'll get many people to bring. And together we'll celebrate Christ. Let's rise to our feet. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Wow. Put your hand on your heart, please. God is transforming you. God is changing you. God is moving you from a selfish Christian. Beloved, God did not create you as a selfish Christian, and you are not. But it's the devil that makes us that way. The world has really drawn us into all kinds of difficulties and closed our eyes to the realities of hell. Today, God is opening your eyes. God is opening your eyes. God is touching you. God is softening your heart. God is making you see what you have not seen over the years. Your life will never be the same. You'll be a special Christian. You'll be a special forces agent for Christ. The devil will run away from you from today. Everyone who wins souls is special to God. Father, touch every heart. Pray to God, the Lord, give me the heart of a soul winner. Give me the boldness of a soul winner. Give me the cleansing of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grant me the anointing, the Holy Spirit, to do this work. I've heard, but sometimes it's difficult. But give me, pray, open your mouth and say it. Open your mouth and say, the Lord, help me. I need help. Don't take it for granted. Many of us are not soul winners. Many of us are not. Many of us, even those who work hard in church, we are not necessarily soul winners. Help us, Jesus. Thank you. In Jesus' name.
We believe the Word of God has come through to you and you have been blessed. Come join our services at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive in Bartlett, Tennessee, this and every Sunday at 9 a.m. and again at 10:45 a.m. Be blessed.